So Sam wrote to me and he said, "Thank you for responding." But by the way, Sam replied to a bulk email that I send. And I wrote back to him. And then he wrote back to me. He says, "Thank you for responding. I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina." God, I love Raleigh. It's been years since I've been there. He says, "We listened to your podcasts for 2 hours today while traveling. Thank you. I came across you from listening to Neville Goddard, Next Generation. We just did an interview there. It was a lot of fun. I'm searching for time and money freedom. I believe my riches lie in using my voice to serve people. Thank you for seeing me as I see you in Victoria. All is well in my world, Sam." You know, you can't possibly imagine, see, I'm setting you up here, right? You can't possibly imagine, but you can hear in the sound of my voice how this thrills me. Fourteen years ago, I was doing a lot of flying. That was the year I flew to Melbourne, Australia, met Victoria. That was the year I flew back and forth from here to the US, from here to New Zealand, from Melbourne to Sydney. No, not Sydney, the other place. Adelaide. I flew a lot. And one of the things that I noticed was when you get in an airplane and you sit next to a stranger, they often ask, "What do you do?" And what they're really curious about, from what I can tell, is they want to know, how do you serve? And I so respect Sam mentioning he wants to serve people using his voice. Years ago, I had post-traumatic stress disorder. And this stuff saved my life. It transformed my world. But then I dipped into another diagnosis, FDD. Maybe you've got that. Let's call it fun deficit disorder. And when you have fun deficit disorder, a couple of things happen. One, some people complain a lot. That's one of the symptoms. Some people are just serious, very, very serious. Some become argumentative. All I know is they're really not having fun. And this stuff cured me of fun deficit disorder, too. Because I decided to imagine up a life, not only where I just had fun. See, my super secret agenda here, every podcast that I make, every program we develop. By the way, dreamdrivenday.com, the doors are open. 4 live group calls, 30 people, that we limit the size here. Private Facebook group if you want to join in that. A lot of people do. And like I said, 3 group calls, 30 days of play. That's 30 really cool lessons. Private Facebook group. What more can I say? You get a lot of access to us for 30 days. Dreamdrivenday.com. But I appear to digress because more play time and more play mates, that's my agenda. You are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. And as far as I can tell, we didn't come here to be so structured and so serious. We came here to enjoy, to explore, to expand, to experience. Fun deficit disorder. Do you got that? Be honest. By the way, the sneakiest system. Or the sneakiest system, symptom, is, no, I'm doing okay, Mr. 20. I'm all right. I'm okay. I don't want anyone in the world to be okay. I want everyone in the world to be alive because you are what gives life. And so here's Sam. I send him an email. He actually writes me a personal response. He says, "Love this. Thank you." It was only 4 words. And I wrote back to him. Because I got me a live one. Someone took the time to dive deeper, not just read, but to write. Here's someone who has decided to dive deeper, not just to listen, but they long to speak. You came here to sing a song. You came here to dance a dance. Your song, your dance. And most people will forsake that for fun deficit disorder. Don't do that, please. So here I am. It's Thursday, March 28th, 7:46 a.m. My birthday is right around the corner. I'm physically older than I ever was in this body. And I feel more on fire than I've ever been. If this appeals to you, if you want to dive deeper with us, drop me a note. I'd love to have a little chat with you like that. I hope Sam and I keep chatting. It'd be nice. I can make suggestions if you want to do some investing. I will invite you to Dream Driven Day, too, if you want to dive in, to dive deep. Hey, is it 30 days of play, 4 live group calls, private Facebook group, a lot of access to us. It's a lot of fun. So Grandpa used to say, how much fun can you stand? He noticed I couldn't handle that much fun. I want you to notice, how much fun can you stand? How much more will you accept, enable, and give life to? My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. I invite you to invite up something yummy. To imagine up something yummy. To accept something yummy. As we go into the silence. Sam wrote a 4-word letter that inspired an 8-minute podcast. Let's call that a ripple. And that 8-minute podcast will go out and bless hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. Like I said, I'm older than I've ever been in this body. And I'm more on fire than I've ever been right now. And I invite you to something spectacular. Join us in DreamDrivenDay.com. Have a lovely day. See ya.